Welcome back, and get ready for one of those small techniques that can completely change the vibe of a DNB tune. Today we're making what I call subweight, a vocal texture that lives underneath the break, not on top of it. Think dusty VHS rave energy, a little haunted, a little human, and locked so tightly to the groove that it feels like it was always part of the beat. This is not about writing a vocal hook. It's about turning a short vocal fragment into atmosphere, rhythm, and memory. In jungle and old school DNB, that kind of texture can do a ton of heavy lifting. It adds movement between the drum hits, it gives the loop emotion without clutter, and it brings that classic rave tape character that feels raw and underground. We're going to do this in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices only, and the whole point is to keep it simple, musical, and very editable. By the end, you should have a vocal bed that sounds like a forgotten rave recording melted into your breakbeat loop. First, choose the right source. You want a short vocal with attitude, not a polished pop line, not something too pristine. Go for a spoken phrase, a shout, a breath, a chop chant, even just a single word with some personality. Stuff like hey, come on, inside, or some half-heard rave-style vocal works great. The important thing is character. For this style, partial syllables and breathy fragments often sound better than fully intelligible words. If you can understand every word too clearly, the vocal may be too forward. We want it to feel like a memory inside the track, not a lead vocal performance. Drag that sample into an audio track and turn warp on. If it's a punchy, chopped fragment, use beats mode. If it's more sustained or vowel heavy, try complex or complex pro. Then line it up against your breakbeat. Here's a good starting move. Place the vocal so it falls between the snare hits, or just slightly before or after them. In jungle and breakbeat-driven DNB, the snare is the anchor, so you want the vocal to support that pocket, not fight it. A nice place to aim is around the end of 2 or 4, where it can answer the drum phrase instead of stepping on the downbeat. Keep the loop short, around 0.5 to 2 bars. That length is perfect for texture. We're not trying to build a song here, we're trying to create a living layer. Now let's make it feel less like a clean sample and more like a real piece of the groove. Duplicate the vocal. One copy can stay a bit more natural and the other becomes your texture version. On the texture copy, nudge a few warp markers around. Don't make it random for the sake of it, just introduce tiny timing imperfections. Maybe one syllable lands a few milliseconds late, maybe one vowel stretches a touch longer than the last one. That kind of micro instability is what makes it feel hand-cut instead of grid-perfect. Then commit it. Resample that processed vocal onto a new audio track while the break is playing. This is a very DNB-friendly workflow because once it's printed, you can edit it like a sample, not like a live performance. You're baking the vibe into audio and that makes it much easier to chop, replace, and shape the groove. Now we move into tone shaping, and this is where the VHS rave color really starts to show up. Drop an audio effect rack on the resampled vocal and build a basic chain with EQ8, saturator, chorus ensemble or phaser flanger, redux, and autofilter. Start with EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't mess with the sub. If it feels boxy, make a gentle cut around 250 to 400 Hz. If it gets harsh, ease down a little around 2.5 to 5k Hz. The goal is to make room for the kick, snare, and bass line while keeping the vocal's emotional character in the mids. Then add saturator. Push the drive just enough to add dirt, maybe plus 2 to 6 dB depending on the source. Turn soft clip on if needed, and make sure you're not just making it louder. You want it dirtier, not simply more present. Next comes the VHS secret weapon, redux. Use it lightly at first. A little downsampling and some bit reduction can make the sample feel older, grainier, and more like it came off tape or a cheap sampler. Don't crush it so hard that it becomes useless. The sweet spot is when it still reads as a vocal texture, but with a degraded, memory-like edge. After that, add a little chorus ensemble or phaser flanger. Keep the mix low and the movement subtle. This is just enough wobble to create tape machine smear and a sense that the vocal is floating around the drums. Finish that chain with auto filter. A low pass around 6 to 10 kHz can give you that hazy, overcast quality. Then automate the cutoff so the vocal opens up only when you want it to, like in an intro, fill, or switch up. That opening and closing motion is a big part of making the layer feel alive. Now let's talk about rhythm, because this is where the whole thing stops being a sound effect and starts becoming part of the arrangement. The vocal needs to feel human, so use clip gain, volume automation, or clip envelopes to shape the individual phrases. Pull some hits down by 1 to 3 dB, bring one syllable forward for emphasis, trim tails that smear into the snare. These tiny edits matter a lot. In this style, the edit itself is part of the performance. You can also try a subtle groove pool feel. If you've got a groove from a break or an MPC style swing, apply it lightly to the vocal clip. Keep the amount low, somewhere around 10 to 30%. You're not trying to make the vocal flashy. You're trying to make it sit in the same pocket as the drums. This is a great place to think in call and response. Let the vocal answer the break. Maybe it lands after the snare, or maybe it pops out in the little space before the next bar. That kind of phrasing makes the layer feel integrated instead of pasted on. Now we need to protect the kick, the snare, and the sub. Put a compressor on the vocal track and sidechain it from the kick, or even better, from the snare if the snare is the main anchor in your break. In jungle, the snare often carries the emotional center of the bar, so letting the vocal breathe around it is a very smart move. Start with a fast-ish attack, maybe 1 to 10 milliseconds, and a release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. A ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is usually plenty. You're looking for a few dB of ducking, not a dramatic pump unless that's the effect you want. The point is to make room, not to crush the vocal into silence. Then check the EQ again. If the vocal is still crowding the low end, high pass it a bit more. The sub belongs to the bass or reese, not the vocal texture. Keep your low end discipline solid and the whole track will feel bigger. Now let's make it glue to the breakbeat. If your break has ghost snares, chopped kicks, or little ride taps, use those as reference points for where the vocal slices land. Put syllable stars just before or after a snare. Let breath noises fill tiny holes in the pattern, and cut vowel tails before dense transient hits if they start to blur things up. Small fades help a lot here. A tiny fade at the start of a clip can soften a hard transient, and make the vocal feel more natural inside the beat. This is one of those cases where the edit is doing the musical work, not just the processing. For classic jungle energy, try repeating one vocal chop with the break pattern every two bars, then change the second half of the phrase slightly. That small mutation keeps the loop from feeling static, which is exactly what you want in breakbeat music. Now we can make the arrangement breathe. Automate your filter cutoff so the vocal is more closed in the intro and opens up a little more in the build or pre-drop. Raise the redux amount or the saturator drive before a drop if you want extra grit. Bring in a little more width or a tiny echo throw during a transition. Then pull it back in the drop so the drums and bass take over. A nice arrangement approach is something like this. In the first 8 bars, keep the vocal mostly filtered and ghost-like. In the next section, let it become a little clearer while still washed. In the drop, duck it under the drums and make it feel like texture. Then bring it back in a switch-up with more grit or a chopped new phrase. That ebb and flow makes the tune feel alive. If you want a more rave tape feel, use echo for little throws at the end of phrases only. Keep the repeats dark and short, and don't leave it on all the time. A single blurred repeat before a drop can create that old-school suspense without turning into a generic delay effect. Now let's talk width, because this is where a lot of people overcook it. DNB needs mono discipline where it counts. The vocal texture can be wide in the upper mids and highs, but don't let it spread all over the low mids. Use utility to keep the width reasonable, maybe around 100 to 140% at most. Test in mono too. If the vocal disappears or smears the drums, narrow it back down. A really good approach is to split the texture into two layers. Keep one layer more focused and restrained and make a second layer more degraded, wider, and more atmospheric. Blend the ruined layer in quietly underneath. That gives you presence and attitude without losing clarity. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. If the vocal sounds too clean, dirty it up a little with saturator, redux, or band-limiting EQ. If it's dipping into the sub-range, high pass it harder. If it starts fighting the break, simplify the phrase. Cut it around the transients and sidechain it more carefully. And if the reverb starts washing everything out, pull it back. DNB needs space for the drums to speak. Here are a couple of pro moves if you want to push it further. Try a parallel clean and ruin split. One layer stays fairly controlled. The other goes harder into distortion and bit reduction. Or try micro pitch drifting before printing the audio so it feels sampled from old hardware. You can also reverse a tiny slice into a snare hit for that classic tape warp sensation. And if you want a real motif, pick one chopped syllable and bring it back only every 4 or 8 bars. Scarcity makes it hit harder. For sound design, simpler can be a great option too. Drop the vocal into simpler, use slice mode if you want to reorder phrases, and play with start offsets and filter movement. That can be faster than working poorly with audio clips if you want something more playable. And one more coaching note. Think in layers of intent. not just layers of sound. One layer can handle rhythm, another tone, another atmosphere. If one clip is trying to do all three jobs at once, it'll usually turn muddy. Split the responsibilities, and the result gets cleaner and more powerful. If you want to practice this properly, here's the challenge. Make a 16-bar sketch using only stock Ableton devices. Start from one short vocal sample and create three versions of the texture. One should be the dryish rhythmic chop, one should be a degraded VHS-style layer, and one should be the wider atmospheric tail. Print it, chop it again, automate a filter move, duck it from the snare or kick, and test it in mono.